Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now joining me from somewhere ensconced in the very nice state of Arizona, I think he's there right now, is a writer with quite the pedigree. He is the biggest writer at the biggest website, which makes him the biggest writer in the gun culture, and that is Dean Weingarten. How you doing?
I am doing pretty well, better than I deserve, I'm sure of that.
Well, let's talk about some of this stuff. And interestingly enough, let's start with the Rittenhouse stuff. I want to start with the Rittenhouse stuff because this is a fascinating case for me simply because it seems so open and shut to me as a self-defense case, and yet... Oh, we're not calling it that, are we?
Right. I mean, well, that's a lot of people in the press are very circumspect. They just say Rittenhouse claims self-defense after shooting three people or something like that. And it's clearly one of the most political cases that I've seen in quite a while. I think it's every bit as political as the case in St. Louis, where the couple were defending their home, and the prosecutor went out of the way to charge them with what I thought were bogus charges. But it ended up being more effective to do a plea deal that didn't cost them much than to go through a complete trial. But that's not something that Kyle Rittenhouse has available in this case. And the prosecution has gone to enormous lengths to try to punish him with process. And I'm sure you've seen examples of this, that, people who end up in jail for 2 years at a time before their case is resolved, where large bond amounts are required so that they can't meet them. I mean, and that's what it appears to me the prosecution is doing in this case. If the case were not bound up very closely with the far left and its aspirations to radically change American society, I don't think any charges would have been brought at all. It doesn't make any sense. It's so clear cut. You just watch the video. Now, let's work backwards. We'll go with the. I've got an article that's about the hearing that was held on October 25th. And it has a considerable different take on it than most of the media coverage of it. Most of the media coverage on this article, on the hearing, which was 2.5 hours long, centers on Judge Schroeder, who I have gained quite a bit of... I'm kind of becoming a fan of his because he seems to deal with honor and integrity. And he actually pays attention to the law and the facts. Which I can't say seems to be the case for the prosecution. But the media coverage has centered on, I thought it was a relatively minor ruling where Judge Schroeder said that he is going to allow the defense to label the people who were shot as rioters, looters, arsonists, as much as they can show evidence for it, which isn't any big thing, I don't think. I mean, after all, the prosecution is essentially has already labeled Rittenhouse as a murderer, although just by prosecuting him, although it hasn't been proven yet, which is why Judge Schroeder doesn't allow the term of victim to be used for those people who were killed when they very likely were the aggressors in the case. So I watched the entire video, and there's some very interesting things and some amusing things. I mean, it starts out with having a little bit of trouble with the audio system. And to give an idea of Judge Schroeder's character, he quips. He says, well, what do you want for $50,000? You know, so he has a little bit of humor at the expense of the county procurement system there. And then they talk about expert witnesses. And the defense wants to bring in Dr. Black, who is a very credible witness. And basically the defense and the prosecution agree that he'll be able to give testimony on the timing of events and how human perception has changed at different times in terms of timing and what people could think they might know, which they don't really know because time in the human mind is highly variable. Everybody has experienced this to some extent. Then, if you think about it, you've got situations where time seems to fly very fast, and you've got times when time seems to move very slowly. So those were expected, reasonable. And what we have, another amusing thing where the prosecutor, assistant district attorney Binger, got confused about the motions he put out, and at first it was 3, then it was 4, then it was 5, and said, I don't have in front of me. Yeah, it's not very important, but it was kind of amusing. So then they have this exchange. It's about almost 2 hours into this 2.5 hour hearing, and it is one of the most amazing things I think I've ever seen in a courtroom. And what we have is they're talking about evidence that has to do with the character of the first person who was shot and killed, Joseph Rosenbaum. Now, they've already said they're not going to allow into evidence, you know, information that he served 15 years in jail as a pedophile and that, he was in a mental institution just a few hours before the incident. But the prosecutor, Binger, makes this claim, which is just bizarre. I mean, I can't call it anything else. He says, who is the aggressor has nothing to do with self-defense. I mean, it's an amazing claim because it's at the very heart of American doctrine about self-defense. If somebody attacks you, you can defend yourself.
Right.
If you attack them, you don't have any right to defend yourself unless you retreat. You know, unless you break off the attack and say, no, I give up. I don't want to fight anymore, that kind of thing. And then you regain some of your abilities to defend yourself. And so he makes this claim that who is the aggressor is irrelevant to self-defense.
Hang on right there. Hang on.
Yeah.
Because I don't want, this is getting good. This is getting good, so I want to pick it up on that, on the other side. This is on, he just recently published this at Ammoland. All contributors, go find Dean Weingarten, middle left column. Go find this article. It's fascinating. Fascinating read. And there's a follow-up to it, too. I mean, it's, you're going to be spending some time there when you get there. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Blank Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and they're all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we had just gotten to the point to where the prosecutor was trying to tell the judge and the, you know, everybody else out there that, you know, who instigates the attacker is not relevant in this case. Is that about the best way to put it?
Well, I think he's actually trying to make the claim that who is the attacker isn't relevant at all in self-defense.
Oh.
I mean, it's just, it's bizarre, and it's kind of, well, first I want to say that if anybody wants to verify this stuff, I mean, it sounds like a totally made-up story. You can go to, if you go to the AMLAM, there's a link there to a YouTube video that has the entire hearing on it, 2.5 hours. And this isn't that long of an exchange. It's about 12 minutes altogether. And it, so you can watch the whole thing. And a lot of what I'm going to be talking about next is going to be quotes from the principals from a transcript that I made of the transcript. By the way, making transcripts is a real pain. But, you know, I do it for everybody else, I guess. Anyway, so, yes, Beard claims who is the aggressor has nothing to do with self-defense. And Judge Schroeder, he appears puzzled, like, it's, did I just hear what I just heard? And so he starts into rules of evidence from federal guidelines, because they've been talking about what is to be admissible. And he says in most jurisdictions today, the circumstantial use of character is rejected, but with important suggestions, exceptions. And then he talks about how the exceptions are in self-defense claims and in rape, where the character of the person who is defended against is admissible in court. It's one of those exceptions. And then he starts spending time talking about relevant portions of a Wisconsin Supreme Court case, which he calls, is known as Jackson. And then at about 2 o'clock, 2 hours into the video, not 2 o'clock, I'm going to quote him here. He says, "What is the essential element that the defense is attempting to prove here?" And then he says, "Who was the aggressor?" And then he starts to say, "I think on that issue," and then Prosecutor Bingham interrupts him and he says, "I disagree, Your Honor. I think it's part of it. But we have an armed person, a person armed with an AR-15 shooting an unarmed man." And Judge Schroeder interrupts him and says, "An unarmed man can't be an aggressor?" And then Binger, interrupting, "I don't think it matters whether he is. I don't think you get to kill somebody with a gun when they're unarmed, even if they are the aggressor. I mean, let's think about a bar fight, Your Honor. We have a lot of bar fights," and then Schroeder interrupts him again. He says, "Let's not talk about a bar fight. This isn't about a bar fight. This was a bar fight that the Supreme Court was talking about, holding up the papers about the Jackson case. It, speaking of the Rittenhouse case, is not a bar fight." Then Binger says, "You've got an armed person. Should you need an unarmed person, Your Honor?" Judge Schroeder says, "Right." And Binger says, that's the question. And Schroeder says, "Does that mean it doesn't need to go to a jury? I just take it away from them and tell them he's guilty?" And Binger says, "No, I'm saying the issue is whether or not deadly force was justified. Was there a risk of great bodily harm or death to the defendant at that time? That is the question." Schroeder, again, a little puzzled. "And one of the factors in that is who was the aggressor?" And Binger, I think the aggressor issue can preclude the defendant from presenting self-defense. Schroeder, Judge Schroeder, probably. Prosecutor, "I don't think otherwise it has an impact on it." Judge Schroeder, "It is not a factor to be considered?" Binger, "Only if it precludes the defendant from presenting self-defense. I don't think it has any other. I don't think it bears on the use of deadly force." And I'm going to cut out a little bit here because it gets long. You're getting the gist. Then defense attorney Richard says that's a jury question. It goes into the reasonableness. I mean, if a jury doesn't think an armed man with an AR-15 shooting an unarmed man is reasonable, that's the finding they make. But to say, I'm not totally following the argument here. And Schroeder, Judge Schroeder, to prosecutor says, "Your question is really knowing, is suggesting to me that a jury cannot acquit the defendant because he had the gun and the other man did not. Do you think that's consistent with our law?" and then Binger. I want to take a look at the jury instructions here. And then Judge Schroeder goes to the Jackson case, which had part of the opinion written by the former Chief Justice Shirley Abramson, who's late now, she's dead. And he quotes, and he says, the record shows, he's quoting Chief Justice Abramson in a Supreme Court case, the record shows that who was the first aggressor is an essential part of the case for both parties during and after the presentation of evidence. And then he speaks to Binger, and he says, you're telling me that who is the aggressor in a case where an armed man shoots an unarmed man, and this was an armed man shooting an unarmed man in the case he's talking about. That's not an issue. Now, you're right in the sense that Justice Abramson was in the dissent, but she certainly made a point there that varies with what you're telling me. And then Binger goes into a long discussion of basically the jury instructions, and then which he tries to claim that jury instructions don't say anything about who is the aggressor. And then defense attorney Richard says, it all goes to reasonableness. If I attack you and you use self-defense, the jury gets to hear that because that goes to your reasonableness of your actions. It doesn't say provocation. It's all in terms of reasonableness. And he gives an example. If someone else, if Rosenbaum is the aggressor, it goes directly to the issue of whether or not someone would believe that Mr. Rittenhouse's actions were reasonable. If we're having a prayer circle, he walks up to shoot Mr. Rosenbaum, not reasonable. If Mr. Rosenbaum is, and he was, waiting for him, chases him after telling him he's going to kill him, that goes to whether or not Mr. Rittenhouse's actions were reasonable. It's that simple. That's it. The aggressor goes to the reasonableness, period. Then Judge Schroeder, looking a little like things have been concluded, addresses Binger. He says, anything else? And then Binger seems to try to give up on this idea that who was the aggressor doesn't make any difference and is irrelevant. And he's talking about the evidence that can be allowed.
Well, hang on there. Hang on right there, if you will. Coming up on the next break, and I want to hear about the evidence can be allowed, because I'm sure that's also interesting. This article is at amoland.com right now, waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Retail Federation says this upcoming holiday season could break records. Sales could be as high as $859 billion, which means growth could top 10%. Last year's sales total grew by just over 8% and came in at $770.3 billion. The Federation considers the holiday season to be from November 1st through New Year's Eve. As a self-imposed end-of-month deadline approaches, Senate Democrats say they're close to an agreement on passing President Biden's Build Back Better domestic agenda. Senate Republican leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says his party won't be helping them pass it.
This is pure socialist wish fulfillment. We've already got a worker shortage and record numbers of open jobs.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Santa Fe, New Mexico County Sheriff and First Judicial District Attorney held a press conference Wednesday to give an update on the investigation into the shooting involving Alec Baldwin on the set of Rust that killed one crew member and injured another. Sheriff Adan Mendoza says they're looking into concerns raised by crew members about safety during the production of the film.
We are going to follow up on some of those statements that are made, that there were other incidents. We definitely want to speak to anybody that has any information in reference to safety issues on further sets or whether there were other issues.
The nation's top health officials are unveiling a strategy to curb the explosion of drug overdoses. The plan from HHS includes government funding for harm reduction techniques, including the distribution of clean syringes. Test strips will also be provided to check common street drugs for signs of potentially deadly fentanyl. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about the Rittenhouse case. Is it fair, looking at this prosecutor, to say he's sort of a clown? Is that fair?
I wouldn't say so, no. He's just an ideologue. This case is so clearly political. And he's looking at it through political lens. The information that I have about him, and it's just what people have said on the internet, is that he is one of the most far-left prosecutors in a prosecution office that is already considerably left of center. And it appears he was chosen for this case by the Attorney General, who is a Democrat and definitely left of center and has ties to some of the people in BLM and Antifa, is that he was probably chosen to sort of placate the far left and to be as political as possible. I mean, if this wasn't a political case, I don't think it would ever have come to trial. It's the old saying about if you win on the facts, argue the facts. If you win on the law, argue the law. If the facts and the law are against you, pound on the table. And it strikes me that he's pounding on the table. Because the facts and the law are against him. Now, what happens is that he's trying to say that one of the first person who was killed, who attacked Kyle Rittenhouse and tried to take the rifle from him, and who apparently had threatened his life only less than an hour earlier, and who chased him, that the events that happened mere minutes before the case, if Kyle Rittenhouse didn't witness them himself personally, then they can't be admitted as evidence. That's what he's trying to say. And then Judge Schroeder says, I mean, that's one of the things he's trying to say. He says, there's an ancient rule. He says, you know, some people would say it wouldn't be a rule if it weren't ancient. He says, the decision was made long ago. What is the probability, if someone acts in a threatening and belligerent way, that they would have been threatening and belligerent in this close encounter a while later? In other words, he's saying what they did within a couple hours before the event happened has a lot to say about how they acted when the event happened. And that's just been a part of self-defense law for a very, very long time. As Judge Schroeder says, it's an ancient rule. But, of course, the prosecution has to rule against it or has to try to get it thrown out because their case becomes really weak. It's going to be very hard to get a conviction if the people realize that the person who attacked Kyle Rittenhouse was acting extremely belligerently and saying nasty and threatening and aggressive things just, you know, within an hour of when he attacked Rittenhouse. I mean, it makes the idea that Rittenhouse was defending himself all the more reasonable. Now, there were a couple other things that happened in this hearing that were of interest. One is that the last person that Kyle Rittenhouse shot was Gage Grosskreutz. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. That sounds, from my growing up in Wisconsin, that's how I'd normally pronounce it. It's a German name, I'd suspect.
Yeah.
And Gage Grosskreutz has filed a lawsuit against the city of Kenosha and I think the county of Kenosha, saying that they wouldn't have allowed a black person to run around with a rifle, so they were being racist when they didn't arrest Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh.
And therefore, he should never have been shot, and the county and city owe him a lot of money. And so, Judge Schroeder ruled that if Grosskreutz testifies that the defense can bring in the lawsuit as evidence of bias on the part of Grosskreutz, because he has money to be made if he can get Kyle Rittenhouse convicted. So I thought that was kind of interesting, because I suspect the lawsuit was brought to bear to try to influence the trial more than anything. And in that case, it sort of backfires against him, because now he's kind of, you know, set up the jury doesn't have much reason to believe his testimony is fair or even truthful, because he has this bias. He now has skin in the game as to whether Rittenhouse is convicted or not. And then I was looking for this possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18 charge, which is a pretty complicated piece of Wisconsin law. And I actually grew up under precursors to that law when I grew up in Wisconsin, you know, more than 50 years ago. And the defense, I think very reasonably, filed a motion to dismiss the charge. But Judge Schroeder has not ruled on the motion. And I noted when looking at documents that had been submitted to the court that the defense had submitted additional information on the issue to the court since the last hearing. So I spent quite a bit of time researching all the precursors to the law and the legislative history of the law, because the law is a little obscure and it takes a little bit of digging to understand what it actually says. I devoted a whole article. I mean, I put quite a few hours into finding out the legislative history of the law and where it came from. And that article is now on AMLAND as well. And if you want, we can start digging into that.
Well, let's do that.
All right. Now, the crux of the matter is a particular statute called 948.60. And it's labeled possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. But as with many labels in law, it doesn't exactly mean what it appears on first glance. Because what is a dangerous weapon? Now, to the average person, well, you know, a bowie knife, a spear, a crossbow, you know, a club, a gun, you know, those things are dangerous weapons.
But, let's hold up right there. Hold up right there because we're coming up on the last break. We are set up and ready to go. This is the follow-up to the Rittenhouse article that we just talked about. And that's what makes it so interesting. I'm glad. This is an interesting day to be talking to Dean. You can find these, both of these articles, at AMLAND.com. AMLAND.com is the biggest website of its kind in the world. Dean is the biggest writer at AMLAND. Do the math. You understand what I'm saying. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten. He's been telling us the story of young Kyle Rittenhouse, the trials and tribulations he's going through. Or, more importantly, it seems like the trials and tribulations that his prosecutor's been going through. Please continue, sir. I'm sorry I had to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, what we have here is this critical statute, 948.6, and it's titled Possession of a Dangerous Weapon by a Person Under 18. But it doesn't apply to all weapons. All weapons, by their nature, are dangerous or they're no good. You know, it wouldn't be a weapon if it wasn't dangerous in some way. So what this law does, it says that people under the 18 aren't allowed to have certain weapons, very specific weapons that are considered as dangerous weapons, that are defined as dangerous weapons under Wisconsin law. And it's a very limited definition. Now, in law, it has always been that rifles and shotguns were excluded from the list of dangerous weapons. If we go way back to 1872, Wisconsin differentiated between concealed weapons and unconcealed weapons. And in the federal government as well, there's been a long, well, a differentiation since I think in the middle 30s between concealed and non-concealed weapons and pistols and rifles and shotguns. And there's a good reason, well, at least there's a plausible reason for this, in that concealable weapons are used in crime much more often than rifles and shotguns are used in crime. Rifles and shotguns make a tiny little percentage of crime. For example, rifles are used in fewer murders than there's about two to three times as many people killed with knives as are killed with rifles. There's about the same number of people are killed with clubs as are killed with rifles. They're just a small fraction of firearms that are used in crime. So there's some plausibility in differentiating them. And actually, D.A. Binger makes that case in a previous hearing where he starts talking about how a person walking around with a rifle It's designed to deter people. It's designed to say, leave me alone. Don't come after me. I'm dangerous. Well, that's exactly the point. That's why rifles and shotguns are not considered as dangerous. So you can see them, and if you don't want to interact with the person, you don't. You don't want to interact with an armed person. Where if they have a concealed weapon, you don't know if they're armed or not. Now, the first place that I was able to find that the law had an age restriction was in 1955. And in 1955, this age restriction was put into statute at the same time that they codified the concealed weapon statute as numbers. And they're just one number apart. They were 941.22 and 941.23. And 941.22 says it prohibits the possession of a pistol by a person under the age of 18, and it was passed in 1955. 941.23 prohibits the carrying of concealed weapons unless you're, or of carrying a concealed weapon unless you're a law enforcement officer. So this was an age constriction on having concealed weapons. The definition of what was a pistol was any firearm having a barrel length less than 12 inches long. So it wasn't just conventional pistols. It was concealable firearms. So then in 1984, the legislature passed a restriction, a series of age restrictions, really, and it required a certificate of attending a hunter safety class to hunt. And it also required, had age restrictions on when you could hunt without supervision by an adult. Well, by a person of 18 years of age. And that was Wisconsin Act 20. And it has clear differentiation between, it has a segment that says hunting, and it gives the age restriction. And then it has a segment that says use and possession of firearms, and it gives a restriction. The same restrictions, but two separate segments. So hunting and possession and use of firearms are clearly separated in the statute. And then in 1987, the legislature beefs up and changes a bit the prohibition on people under 18 from having concealable firearms, and it adds a number of other concealable weapons. It doesn't include knives or blowguns or spears or crossbows or bows and arrows. It includes all concealable weapons. Most of them are martial arts weapons. I think the additions were primarily because of the Bruce Lee movies. Kind of a trendy law. You know, we've got all those martial arts. For example, it prohibits shuriken and nunchucks. I mean, you know, which there are very few crimes committed with these things, almost none, but they're included. And it includes in the definition that firearms means a firearm having a barrel length of less than 12 inches. So it just continues the tradition of we're talking about concealable firearms here. And what it does is it continues on until 1991. Now in 1991, they change the law. They take the less than 12 inches out from the definition section and put it into a separate exception section. And then they add in the parts of the law that restrict have age restrictions in the earlier statute, and they blend them together so that the age restrictions and the requirement to have a hunting certificate when you're hunting also apply to this dangerous weapon law. But because the age restrictions top out at 16, it specifically says that if the dangerous weapons don't apply to a person under 18 if the firearm has a barrel length of more than 12 inches. So again, rifles and shotguns are exempted. And then, we continue on, but I think somebody noticed that you had a little problem here. And that is in Wisconsin state law mimics federal law about short-barreled rifles and shotguns. Short-barreled rifles and shotguns can has to have a barrel length less than 16 inches and a shotgun less than 18. So under this exemption in the law for rifles and or for firearms with barrel length less than 12 inch, you could have somebody under the age of 18 who had a shotgun with a barrel length of 13 inches and an overall length of less than 26 inches, and he could say, I'm exempted because of this law. Now, it probably wouldn't exactly work out that way in court, but it looks like there's a contradiction in the law.
Right. I tell you we're going to run out of time before you get to the...
Well, let me sum up.
Well, you got 10 seconds.
What happened was that they created all these age restrictions, but the law reads that if you are in possession of a rifle or shotgun and you're 16 or older, you're not prohibited. And that's the way the law reads today.
You want to be here Friday?
Well, I'll attend to be.
You'll be here. The problem is going to be me. I will be here. So you be here. And we will pick it up from there, sir.
Very good.
Very good. Thanks for joining me this evening.
Yep. Back to you.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Nationwide, ammo is in short supply. Mantis X lets you train from home without the cost of ammunition. Mantis X is a training accessory designed to fit your handgun or rifle. It tracks the movement of your weapon, providing real-time info regarding shooting trends. Mantis X gives you real-time feedback to become a better shooter and build confidence. Go to MantisX.com. Mantis X. Real-time precision, feedback, and results.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.